Hello, Legion of Audience. This is James, and before we get started today, I wanted to take a second and let you all know about the brand new Who Would Win Patreon. If you'd like to support the show and get behind-the-scenes access like you've never seen before, go to patreon.com/whowouldwinshow right now. Who Would Win patrons will have access to outtake videos, early info on battles, and even get a vote on characters that we'll use in upcoming episodes. So if you'd like to support me and the show, head to patreon.com/whowouldwinshow, and for as little as $5 a month, you can define yourself as more than just a fan. You'll be an official member of the Legion. Hope to see you there.
The sewers are churning along on a Saturday night. Waste and refuse wash freely towards the nearby filtration station. There, Killer Croc makes his way across town, thinking himself to be alone. It is then that a boisterous war cry echoes through the tunnels as Kraven the Hunter jumps onto the scene, looking to snag his next big game. Killer Croc stares over and says,
"Another fool challenges me in my home."
Kraven laughs and says,
"You don't understand. Wherever Kraven goes is his home now."
And with the challenge given, both fighters prepare to win ugly. It's Sinister Six versus Suicide Squad. It's Sergei versus Waylon. It's Kraven the Hunter versus Killer Croc. Today on Who Would Win?
And welcome to another episode of Who Would Win, a show that completely ignores anything important happening in the world and instead focuses on a fictional battle between two characters from the worlds of comics, sci-fi, and fantasy. I'm your host, James Gavsey, and as always, I'm joined by the one and only, the legend himself, Reyes Tekenas. In today's episode, we have another DC versus Marvel matchup between one of comic book's ultimate hunters versus one of its ultimate predators. In one corner, you have Kraven the Hunter, a master tracker driven by an obsessive desire to prove his superiority while earning infamy for hunting the most dangerous prey, including Spider-Man himself. And in the other corner, you have Killer Croc, a Batman villain born with a rare genetic condition that transformed him into a monstrous reptilian powerhouse who now terrorizes Gotham. As usual, I did the patented Who Would Win Google test just to see how many times this matchup has been discussed. Oh, yeah, you get this. This matchup has been discussed quite frequently on the internet for many years, probably in the billions of thousands of millions of billions of times. And although many have debated that the winner could go either way, this battle has never come to a decisive conclusion until today, that is. Ray, what are your thoughts on today's matchup?
I'm interested in this one. You know, Kraven the Hunter was somebody we had back on in season one against Nightwing. And I'll say right now, I don't think he got a fair shake from future executive VP Brent Pope in that game. And I am looking to win. I am looking to take Kraven the Hunter. Look, he's got a new movie coming out. I'm hopeful that it's going to be very, very good. You just never know with the Sonys. Sometimes you get, you know, a really, really kind of rough one, like a Morbius. Sometimes you get like a super great one like Madam Web. You just never know what you're going to get out of Sony. I am hopeful that the Kraven the Hunter movie meets high expectations.
Way to throw Madam Web into there. Look, I'm always down for a fantastic great Marvel movie versus DC battle. Sure. As Ray knows, that was actually kind of the way the Who Would Win podcast started, with these Marvel versus DC matchups. And I'm saying it right here and right now. I think these two characters will actually clash in the next Marvel and DC crossover official event, if and when that happens, and because this battle would just be so epic between these two. So the question is, do we have a judge who thinks the same way? Let's find out. So making their first appearance on the Who Would Win show, it's comic book expert, voice actor, writer, comedian, and one of the hosts of the Geeks Who Like Sports podcast, it's Ray Carcillo. Ray, welcome to Who Would Win.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys. I really appreciate it. I've heard about this matchup, but I just had to be part of it. I'm super excited. These are my wheelhouses, obviously, with comic books. You know, I've worked for DC. I worked tangentially with Marvel. I worked under Disney at one point. So this is a lot of fun. And obviously these are characters with great histories. And I think there's going to be a lot for us to, for you guys to dive into and me to try to figure out who should win.
I just wish you'd bring more energy to the show, Ray. I just wanted you to be pumped up and see where we're
going. I'll get some coffee. I'll get some Starbucks or something, or something like that. Or whoever wants to sponsor the show, I'll drink your coffee and let's go, baby. Let's go.
I love it. All right. Look, before we get into this battle, please tell Legion of Audience, our faithful fan base, what you're all about, what you've been up to, where they can access your show.
Yeah, so Geeks Who Like Sports is a podcast I co-host with my college best friend, Lee Elias. He's a award-winning, championship-winning coach. And of course, I have a background in comic books and video games. I used to work for Electronic Gaming Monthly back in the day. I worked for DC, as I mentioned. And we kind of just both realized I'm kind of the geek aspect. He's kind of the sports aspect. There's a lot of folks out there who seem to love both. We kind of bring a reverent humor and viewpoints to it each and every week. We talk about the biggest stuff in each one. And yeah, I'm just kind of bounce around hosting the show. You can find it anywhere you get your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to Who Would Win. You can also listen to Geeks Who Like Sports. So listen to this show, then go listen to our show, then go listen to previous Who Would Win shows, then listen to previous Geeks Who Like Sports shows. And yeah, just keep listening to our shows. It'd be great. It would be a huge, huge help.
Well, look, you know, this begs a question because, you know, I think you got a similar dynamic with your host as Ray and I do. Look, I'll pull the curtain back a little bit. Ray has a much bigger interest in regular sports than I do. If it's in a cage or people beating the heck out of each other, I'm all into it. Ray's more about the football and all that kind of good stuff. Would we be good guest people to have on your podcast if you actually had guests on your podcast?
Oh, absolutely. You guys should come on. In fact, Ray has been on. James, you're one behind, my friend. Like, you're the door is open. We have an open door policy. You are more than welcome to come on whenever you want to talk about geek stuff. Or if you want to talk about, UFC or cage fighting or anything like that, come on over. We'll talk about all of it, my friend. But yeah, Ray's got one up on you. He turned it into the Detroit podcast episode where we talked about everything Lions and Red Wings and Tigers. Oh my. And it was a great episode. So James, you're more than welcome to come on anytime you want, buddy.
Sure, I'll eclipse all of what he did and just make this about like an MMA, UFC, PFL, professional fighting at its best for an episode
James
on your podcast.
James is going to make it really feel like an MMA episode by going on your show and choking.
How did the Lions do last year? Just wondering out loud.
NFC
I was
Championship
the Super Bowl.
Game, sir.
I rarely watch football.
Best season
sure,
we've
Super
had
Bowl.
Until this one. How dare you? How dare
Ray
you?
Ray was saying, oh, you'll see him in the Super Bowl for sure. You can't wait. Let's take bets. I'm placing bets on the Lions weeks before the Super Bowl even happens. I'm saying, I just don't think they'll do it. And then I turn on the TV. There's the Super Bowl and no Detroit
Please,
Lions.
James, just how wondering. Are the Argos doing this year? Nobody even knows.
Yeah, the Argos actually won the Grey Cup this year. Thanks for playing Sports Facts by James Gadsby. All right, enough of this. We got to get to an epic battle for the Who Would Win show. Ray, you know what you got to do. Please do us the honors and announce today's matchup.
Representing Marvel Comics, the hunter who did not get pardoned, Kraven the Hunter. And representing DC Comics, the most painful croc since the invention of plastic shoes, Killer Croc.
Fantastic, Ray. Now, before we go any further, let's go over the basics of a Who Would Win match. Now, each debater will make 3 points. Keep in mind that the Who Would Win match is a random encounter in neutral location with no prior knowledge or prep time allowed, and the debater has to stay within the confines of the character. And when it comes to determining the winner, it's the judge who has the final say and will determine which character lost based on death, incapacitation, or battlefield removal with no outside interference being allowed. Remember, you can always check out all the rules on our website at www.whowouldwinshow.tv. And before we get started, don't forget to leave the Who Would Win Show a 5-star rating and a fantastic written review wherever you download and listen to podcasts. And now let's get to the tale of the tape for both of our combatants. Ray, please give us the details for Kraven.
Kraven the Hunter, a.k.a. Sergei Nikolaevich Kravenov, is a Russian big game hunter and nemesis of Spider-Man. He was created by Steve Ditko and Stan Lee, and he first appeared in The Amazing Spider-Man, number 15, back in 1964. The standalone Kraven the Hunter movie comes out this month, with Kraven being played by Aaron Taylor-Johnson. Kraven is always up for a hunt, with Spider-Man being considered the most dangerous game of them all. Both tactical and honorable, Kraven believes in his own abilities, but also respects his opponents until they give him reason not to. Kraven drinks a mix of jungle herbs, which make him superpowered, although he relies on his training and skill first and foremost. Fun fact, the live-action Kraven movie is right about to hit theaters. But did you know that 3 times already, directors tried to bring Kraven to the big screen and failed? It's true. So first off, there was a reference to Kraven in the post-credits of Amazing Spider-Man 2. They were supposed to lead into the idea that he'd be the main villain in Part 3, but Part 3 never got made. Then, director Ryan Coogler admitted that in early drafts of his Black Panther script, Kraven was supposed to appear in the first act, but then that fell through. And thirdly, director John Watts had a backup plan for Kraven to be the main villain in Spider-Man Far From Home if his original script did not work out, But of course it did, and it was brilliant, so no Kraven again. Will this big screen version of Kraven make us glad we waited this long for it? No telling right now, but I'm going to go see it. And that is Kraven the Hunter.
Very cool. Now, here are the details for Killer Croc. Killer Croc, born Waylon Jones, first appeared in Detective Comics number 523, published in February of 1983, and was created by Jerry Conway, Don Newton, and Gene Colan. Killer Croc is one of Batman's most dangerous yet surprisingly tragic enemies. Born with a rare condition called, I'm going to try this, epidermolytic hyperkeratosis, which gives him scaly reptilian skin, Waylon was obviously bullied and shunned from a young age. He tried to find his place in the world, even becoming a professional wrestler under the name Killer Croc, but constant ridicule pushed him toward a life of crime. Over the years, he's clashed with Batman countless times, using his immense strength and crocodilian instincts to become a true terror in Gotham. Whether he's a tragic figure, a misunderstood anti-hero, or a rampaging villain, you can rest assured that Killer Croc's story is always more than, yeah, I gotta say it, skin deep. And here's an interesting fact about Killer Croc. Did you know that his condition was inspired by a real-life skin disorder? It's true. Killer Croc's condition, again, I'm going to try this, epidermolytic hyperkeratosis, is based on an actual medical disorder that causes thick and scaly skin. While the real condition doesn't create crocodile-like features or provide super strength, it definitely adds a tragic realism to Croc's story, while also explaining Ray Stickanus' oddly lizard-like complexion. And now you have the facts of both opponents. Good, Ray. Do you have any questions before we get started?
In regards to both of them, these characters have had so many different versions over the years, especially Croc, who was mutated, demutated, mutated, demutated. Is that going to affect this whatsoever? Is it more of a humanoid Croc or more crocodile Croc?
Yes.
Okay. Great. So I'll just nope. All of Killer Croc kind of encompassing.
So there's a part, to answer your question, the Killer Croc that kind of hyper-mutated into this kaiju metaphysical supernatural Hydra-like being came from an era I can't stand called the New 52.
Yeah, it was awful.
It was so bad. Thank you. You're already a great judge just for saying that. So I'm not referencing that in it at all whatsoever. This is more of the humanoid form of great. Killer Croc. Pre-New 52, post-New 52 and Rebirth and what have you.
Fantastic. I think that is fantastic. The fact that we agree that we should just forget about the New 52, I agree with that version of Killer Croc 100%. You've already got some brownie points for me. Maybe I shouldn't be I'm going to pretend I'm not biased, but thank you. New 52 sucks.
Thank you very much.
Crazy that James would say that, because he lambasts the New 52 all the time on this show. And then like 98% of the time chooses the character from the New 52 every single time. It's crazy how that he hates the New 52, but loves everything about it. Apparently,
if anyone's listened to the show, even once where I meant reference the New 52, you know, for a fact, I was celebrating out in the streets of Los Angeles when Rebirth was a thing for DC Comics. Thank you very much. You know, good Ray knows what I'm talking about. Absolutely. All right, look. This is about to get really crazy. Ray, just go ahead and do this. Hit us with your point number one.
Point number one for Kraven the Hunter. Let's talk about some of his skill training and equipment. Because when you start off like Killer Croc, James, you're going to have to tell us a little bit about his fighting style, about his fighting training. Because I don't remember him having a lot of like highly technical moves. He's really very animalistic in the way he fights. I think we might be able to both agree to that. Well, guess who's number one in the world at defeating animalistic fighters? It's Kraven the Hunter. It's said that he can defeat everything and has defeated everything. Every single living creature on the planet by himself, Kraven the Hunter has hunted successfully. You know, he can sense others a little bit like Spider-Man. Now, he doesn't have a spidey sense per se, but he has enhanced senses, which prevents stealth attacks from really working on him. You can't take Kraven the Hunter by surprise. Even if he doesn't see you take the swing, he will have a chance to react to it before you even realize it. And he can track by scent. He has enhanced senses, we'll get to a little bit later. And he was able to track Rocket Raccoon all the way, across, I want to say the galaxy. I don't think that's quite accurate, but he was able to track him all the way down. And that's a character who's pretty good at staying hidden when he wants to. Now, his training, his fighting, he's a guy who knows everything about not just the human body, but about animal bodies as well. He uses nerve strikes when he punches, and he does nerve strikes to both human opponents and animal opponents as well. I seen him punch down a gorilla using nerve strikes, but he also was fighting a tigra, who was a 10-ton, you know, super heroine, villainous, whatever, of the Marvel Universe, she's very, very strong, fast, and agile, and he was able to nerve strike her to the point where her leg basically went dead on her, and it stopped working, right? And he's stealthy. Killer Croc has stealth about him as well, but Batman can sneak up on him and get shots in. We've seen it. But Kraven the Hunter doesn't get exploited in that way. Well, Kraven the Hunter once broke into the X-Mansion. He once broke into Professor Xavier's. That would be like if I snuck into Fort Knox, but Fort Knox was inside of a Burger King. That's how ridiculous it is to break into the X-Mansion. But let's talk a little bit about some of his equipment, because there's a lot. Kraven uses a crap ton of equipment. He starts with his clawed gloves. We've all seen that before, but he uses knives. He likes to get in close and use knives to cut, but these are extremely sharp knives. He cut off Logan's bone claws. Logan, old man Logan, the bone claws, he cut them off with one of his knives. He once stabbed Venom. I didn't know you could do this. He stabbed Venom and hurt him with a knife. He also cut Venom's webs when he tried shooting them at him like it was nothing. Ridiculous. So he's absolutely going to be able to pierce that tough exterior of Killer Croc if he can stab Venom, for gosh sakes. And he's got a spear. Not normally anything too special, but he does use it quite a lot. And he's skilled enough that he can throw several spears at the same time, making it much harder to dodge. And then he uses darts and a blowgun. But it's not just like that's going to do anything, but it's the fact that he has poisons. And he's got drugs. And he's got hallucinogenic gas. And he's got knockout gas. And he's got all these different ways to cheat, basically. Kraven the Hunter loves to cheat. He's honorable, but he says, if it exists, I will use it at my disposal. And he has used these to absolutely break all kinds of characters right in line with Killer Croc. Also, he has a net that Spider-Man, who's very, very strong, mind you, super heroically strong, Spider-Man couldn't break the net. So if he throws that net on top of Killer Croc, Killer Croc's going to be in trouble. Not even to mention he has a hunting rifle and firearms that he uses at long range. And bear traps, but my favorite, a bear trap bazooka that I believe he used on the Hulk at one point. Absolutely outrageous. He's shooting bear traps at you from a distance. I don't like Killer Croc's chances against this arsenal, because as far as I know, Killer Croc's just got his fists, claws, and feet. That's a bad matchup for him, and that's my point number one.
Tell me that you don't know that much about Killer Croc without actually telling me you don't know that much about Killer Croc. All right, now here's the deal. Kraven's amazing. I always say this for point number one. I love Kraven as a character, despite his many, many, many flaws. First of all, that's incorrect, Ray. Kraven has not been able to beat everything and anything, even just in the Animal Kingdom. There are some creatures he has not fought. I'm just putting that out there. On top of that, nerve strikes are interesting because that's a problem with Killer Croc. Batman, insanely well-trained, has real issues fighting Killer Croc. More on this later. Nerve strikes won't work that well. Remember, his entire body is covered with these, you know, these scales that are actually superhumanly durable. So actually you got to hit through there, and then he's got denser muscle tissue. So nerve strikes just won't react the same way to being struck on Killer Croc than other superhumans as well. Clawed gloves, knives, you know, all that kind of stuff that cut off the bone claws of Wolverine, which were just bone, not adamantium. Cool. Not going to work that well on Killer Croc. I'll mention that more in my point number one. You know, poisons. Here's a fun fact. Killer Croc's actually not as, what's the right term? It just won't work that well in Killer Croc because he's got this immunity, somewhat resistance to it. Who's that? Poison Ivy tried to do something with Killer Croc to poison him. More again on that later. It's just not going to work that well. And nets and all the bear traps, all that kind of stuff. It's not going to work on Killer Croc. And let me just explain why my point number one. My point number one, let's talk about Killer Croc's superhuman powers and abilities. Look, this isn't just a terrifying monster that's mindless, like people look at. No, he's a walking powerhouse with the abilities that make him one of Batman's most terrifying foes. That's the bottom line. Obviously, he's got super strength. His strength is really off the charts. He can lift cars, smash through concrete walls, rip reinforced massive bank vault doors off their hinges like they're made of cardboard. He's currently listed being able to lift over 20 tons, which makes him about 10 times stronger than Kraven officially, just putting that out there. Now, the best way to describe how strong Killer Croc is that in a fight with Superman, he was strong enough to actually hurt Superman with punches. When you can hit hard enough to hurt Superman, you know you're crazy strong. And if you can hit Superman that hard, you also have a degree of super durability. His scaly skin, I mentioned before, it's like a natural armor. This makes him pretty much impervious to bullets, knives, and blunt force attacks. He has been stabbed through before, but it hasn't stopped him. You need more than a batarang to even scratch him. Specialized batarang thrown at him by Batwoman All that happened was he kind of got caught between the scales and he didn't even notice it was there. This is someone who easily survived a fall from over 1,000 feet and got up and walked away. Someone who also tanks explosions. In a Suicide Squad comic, Croc takes on a full-on barrage of machine gun fire up close and just grins as the bullets bounce off of him. Imagine trying to fight a tank with teeth, and that's what you have with Killer Croc. But let's say you do the seemingly impossible and hurt Killer Croc somehow. I don't know how you do it, but somehow. That's not much of a problem for him because he's got a superhuman regeneration style healing factor. This is really cool. His healing factor allows him to recover from injuries way faster than you would ever think. Broken bones, deep cuts, he shakes them off like they're nothing. Every time he gets injured, having a body part removed, whatever, he can heal in a span of a couple of comic book panels. During one showdown with Batman, Croc gets stabbed multiple times by some reinforced, specially designed bat gadgets. But by the time Batman's out of gadgets, just think about that. By the time Batman's out of stuff to actually pull out and use against Croc, Croc's already good as new and ready for round two. Of course, he's got super endurance. He can keep going long after most people, even other villains, would collapse from exhaustion. He's built for extended battles and just a sheer brute stamina. There's one really fun fight. It was an extended fight against Batman, Nightwing, and Robin all at the same time. Croc not only holds his own, but forces all three of them to retreat because they started to get tired and hurt and couldn't last with the stamina of Killer Croc. It was an absolute marathon brawl where Killer Croc won. And he's also got super speed, not just in the water. Look, he's listed at somewhat above peak human speed, which makes him low-level super speed. And why that's really scary is because at about 9 feet tall and well over 600 pounds, Killer Croc is still fast enough to outmaneuver Batman and to even catch Bane by surprise in a one-on-one fight up close. For his size, he's incredibly agile, and he's got superhuman reflexes as well. And finally, Croc's got these enhanced senses. Look, I'm not saying they're as good as Kraven's, but maybe they're not that far off because he's got heightened super senses that are super predator levels. It's really his sharp sense of smell and hearing make him an exceptional tracker. He's capable of finding his prey in any environment. This is really cool. One time Batman purposely hid his scent as his Batman used his super genius to make it so no scent whatsoever could be tracked off of him to prevent Killer Croc from tracking him where he was going in Gotham. And Killer Croc still found him. He found Batman while Batman was trying to hide his scent. That is crazy. Look, as great as Kraven is, he isn't used to having to go up against someone with these levels of powers that outmatched him in almost every level. All of that is my point number one.
What do you possibly mean he's not used to fight? He fights Spider-Man like every day of his life. And Spider-Man is stronger than Killer Croc, faster than Killer Croc, and has better power set than Killer Croc. And not just that. You talk about the healing factor, the poison ivy stuff. That's wild to me because Batman got him with knockout gas. Batman got him to inhale knockout gas and knocked him out. Guess who's carrying knockout gas? Kraven the Hunter. Not just that, the Hush virus worked on Killer Croc and turned him bestial in the comics as well. And tell me you don't know anything about how poison darts work to use your line against you. Yes, he has very, very rough scales. The idea about the concept of scales is that you can go between them and pierce and get a little syringe of poison in, which will absolutely hurt him based on the fact that all these other poisons will work against him. Look, Killer Croc is a fear-based character who loves to eat people, loves talking about eating people. Really, that's all he does is talk about eating people. Kraven's got a lot more going on inside his noggin, and Kraven knows no fear of an animal, a mutant, or a guy with a skin condition. What do you even mean?
As said by someone who has a skin condition. Well played, Ray Sicanus. All right, listen, we got to go to our judge.
No, I'm just a white guy.
Science. And we have to go to our judge, good Ray. Ray, you've heard one point from both Ray, the evil Ray, and myself. Where's your head at so far with this battle?
Oh, man. I mean, you both made some really great points, right? I'm particularly impressed about the idea of not being able to use Kraven's nerve strikes against, obviously, Croc's hide. But to Evil Ray's point, Croc has fallen for some, we'll say, simpler forms of being knocked out, knockout gas and whatnot. So it's going to be interesting to see how Kraven can overcome this. I think he can, but it's going to be an interesting battle because I think Croc, you can't underestimate Croc. This is actually more evenly matched than you think. I mean, it was a great point by Ray to say that obviously he takes on Spider-Man all the time. Spider-Man has strength levels beyond, Kraven takes on Spider-Man all the time, levels beyond Croc. But obviously, You know, Croc is always taking on Batman. Batman's the smartest man in the world. Kraven is not as smart as Batman, as smart as Kraven is. So it's really interesting to see the strengths and weaknesses here of both characters on display already here through one point.
Again, I absolutely love the excitement coming from the judge. This battle is heating up. Stay tuned for point number two.
At Ritual, we know what goes into the holiday season. The potluck planning, the gift giving, the spreadsheets. So this new year, take a moment for yourself with science-backed support that puts you first. So whether you're focusing on supporting foundational health with a clean vegan multivitamin or supporting your gut health with Symbiotic Plus, do it with 30% off your first month at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
And we're back. Let's see what you got, Ray. Hit us with your point number two.
Point number two, I really just want to talk about the herbs. And I pronounce the H in herbs because I'm an American and there's an H in that word. So the herbs is an African concoction. He lived in Africa, Kraven did, for years and years as an adult, where he concocted the herbs based on what was around him and what he figured out that he could make work. What does this mean? It took what is a very skilled human and made him elite, made him superhuman, took him to higher levels than natural humans could be. This makes him immune to disease and immune to aging. He is 70 years old. That's a lot of experience in Kraven the Hunter. And let's face it, he spent all those 70 years hunting dangerous things and bringing them down, and none of them killed him, really, at the end of the day. But he has the body of a peak 30-year-old superhuman. Phenomenal. Now, the potion with the herbs also enhances Kraven's sight, hearing, and smell to superhuman levels. This is what allows him to sort of know when things are coming. He can hear things happening, like in the rumble of water coming up to him. Killer Croc's not going to be able to get the jump on him. And I don't think, unless Killer Croc can find a way to surprise Kraven the Hunter, I don't think he has a way to just walk up to him and take him down. And I don't think he can sneak up on him, quite honestly. But the herbs also give him enhanced strength, speed, durability, and more, right? So with the enhanced strength, again, superhuman strength. This is a guy who can break walls and break tables with punches. If he hits you and he misses and he hits the wall crumbles every single time. It's been said that he stopped the charge of a bull elephant with his fist. A bull elephant charged at him and he just reached out and one-shotted the bull elephant. He could do that to Killer Croc as well. He's not bigger and more powerful than a bull elephant. He also, and one of the most hilarious things that I found as I was researching Kraven, his go-to move is to pick up and throw jungle animals. And it's weird because he always does it. He's picked up a lion and threw him around. He picked up a gorilla, two gorillas actually, threw them around, and tigers as well. So if there's a big cat, if they fight at the zoo, Kraven wins in a stomp. Because he's just going to throw all the animals at Killer Croc, who's going to try to eat them and be distracted. Now, obviously, the super strength means something. I said before that I think Spider-Man is definitely stronger than Killer Croc. James, you said he is just past peak human. Well, we all know Spider-Man is much stronger than any kind of a peak human could ever be. This is super strength. Well, it's kind of important because Kraven himself has overpowered Spider-Man before. And if you can overpower Spider-Man in a physical confrontation, you can easily walk through Killer Croc and anything he has to give. That's where Batman has a disadvantage, is that he's a regular human. He's not superhuman like our friend Kraven the Hunter. Let's talk about speed as well. He's the only one that's ever dodged Daredevil's nerf punch, to my finding on this. No one's ever done it before. Daredevil's one of the fastest strikers in all of comics. And Kraven could stand up and fight with him 1v1. If you pull a gun on Kraven the Hunter, whether you're up close or far away, he tends to hit you before you have a chance to shoot the gun. That's another move that he does an awful lot. Somebody draws a shotgun on him, a pistol, whatever, and he takes them down before a bullet can get fired. That makes split-second reflexes. He's moved so fast that Spider-Man's Spidey senses, or the Peter Tingle, if you will, have difficulty reacting to it. Spidey senses pick up after he's already struck him. That's crazy. In fact, he's so fast, he dodged Storm's lightning attack. He dodged lightning. Killer Croc ain't dodging lightning. Outrageous. So I've got a guy who's bigger, stronger, not bigger, but stronger and faster with better tools and better knowledge against Killer Croc, who is impressive in his own way. Don't get me wrong, but he's just a guy with a skin condition. Sorry. And that's my point number two.
Ray, the way you talk about yourself, that's like saying, hey, you're just a guy with a skin condition. You've got so much more that you bring to the table, as does Killer Croc. Okay, there's
Look,
just some stuff you mentioned.
Back knee is a natural defense.
I'm telling you, just shower more than once a week. Everything's going to clear up. Also, don't go to Burger King so much. Here's the deal. Craven can lift 2 tons. Killer Croc can lift over 20. Do the math, Ray, that's 10 times stronger. Now, Craven has outfought Spider-Man once or twice, but he normally loses to Spider-Man. Nothing wrong with that whatsoever. In terms of superhuman physicals, here's the deal. I'd actually say Killer Croc is just as fast as Craven, maybe a tad slower, but still in the same ballpark. And there's nothing that's peak human about, you know, Killer Croc. He is definitely superhuman on huge levels. In fact, I would list Craven as maybe having half the peak of, you know, the half the superhuman ability that Bane does in terms of just pure physical strength, durability, and what have you. Daredevil is not one of the fastest strikers in the Marvel Universe. That is absolutely ridiculous. Maybe one of the fastest human strikers. There's way more people who hit way faster than Daredevil does. And that's all I got to say about that. There's, you know, there's nothing, again, peak human about Killer Croc. Everything is way past that in a really high superhuman level range. All right, now let's get to my point number two. We already kind of talked about this. For point number two, let's talk about the teeth, the claws, and the actual fighting style of Killer Croc. Look, Killer Croc doesn't need fancy gadgets or high-tech weapons because his claws and teeth are all he needs to wreck his enemies completely. His claws, they can shred through almost anything. They are super durable and superhumanly sharp. They're known for his sharpness and power, really. His claws are like nature's version of rocket-powered razor blades. They really are capable of slashing through pretty much anything, including steel, high-tech armor, like it was nothing. They're not just sharp, they're sharp. They're backed by his superhuman strength and speed, making them insanely deadly weapons, especially in close combat. In Arkham Asylum, a series house and series Earth, really great comic book issue, Killer Croc slashes through reinforced metal doors like they're made of cardboard. In his Suicide Squad missions, Croc uses claws to take down a ton of superpowered opponents, also ripping through enhanced armor that's kind of like Iron Man style. He's incapacitating everyone with just a few swipes, and those claws are an absolute nightmare for anyone in close range, even superhuman level beings. Fun fact, even when Batman wears a reinforced suit that is bulletproof, can tank explosions, it still doesn't hold up and gets shredded against slashes from Killer Croc and his claws. Now, there's his teeth. Killer Croc's teeth are no joke. They're serrated. They're built for crushing. His bite force is powerful enough to snap a superhuman, you know, set of bones, rip through armored materials, even tear into some of the toughest materials in the DC Comics universe. That's a fact. Look, in Batman Hush, Killer Croc bites through these specially made heavy steel superhuman chains that were specifically designed to restrain him. It's a classic, I don't know what the right way to call it, Croc smash type of moment, proving that his teeth are tools of destruction where he just bites through these reinforced crazy metal chains, whatever, that are trying to hold him. But my favorite example is when Killer Croc bites through General Zod's Kryptonian armor, where he didn't just cause General Zod to scream in pain, but also made blood explode from General Zod's forearm. Wow, those are good times. But Killer Croc, he's not just a mindless monster. This is where people really get it wrong. When it comes to fighting, he's actually quite the opposite. Did you know that Killer Croc is actually a very well-trained grappler and striker? It's very true. Sure, he used to wrestle alligators back in the day and break their backs for fun. That's when he was a teenager. But he's a well-trained pro wrestler as well, and also a legitimate wrestler with takedowns, pins, and what have you. He's combined that wrestling with this vicious fighting style that incorporates his teeth, claws, and speed with strikes. It's really crazy MMA, superhuman style, Killer Croc style. See, Killer Croc outfought Bane in a pure hand-to-hand battle, and when you can do that to, you know, to Bane, you know your skills are legit. Also, Killer Croc has a very powerful mind and I guess willpower as well. He fought through Poison Ivy's mind control and freed himself of it, which is something really crazy because even Superman couldn't do the same thing on his own. And finally, he's also a really great tactician and strategist, especially when it comes to improvised fights or fights that just kind of appear out of nowhere where he has no time to prepare. He typically likes to think through his fights as he's in the middle of the fight itself to kind of better understand where his opponents are hurt, what their next move is, what he can do to overcome it. It's really cool. There's this really crazy battle with a character named Batwoman. She's been on the Hoodwin show before. She's absolutely awesome, a badass of badasses. And he didn't just outfight her, he outthought her during the fight. Every time he hit her, he did his cool, quick analyzing where she was just hurt and where she was just hit and what he should do to follow up, as well as what to do in the moment to throw her off. After getting this really cool, Killer Croc, this one situation, he was shot with a barrage of machine gun fire at point blank range And all he did is he analyzed what he should do in the moment to psychologically gain the advantage over that opponent. Seeing that the kickback was a strain for them and that they were kind of starting to get desperate in the fight, he told them that the bullets didn't even tickle him, that it was nothing, and he correctly surmised that a hard punch to the right side of their ribs would hurt them badly and take them out of the fight. In no time, he got the win, and all of this is what he has done in fights against Bane, Batman, and many other superpowered opponents. See, Killer Croc, he's not the mindless animal he makes himself out to be. He's actually insanely smart when it comes to street smarts, dirty fighting, and psychological warfare during the fight. He didn't become a powerful leader of the criminal underground of Gotham a number of times by accident, just to put that out there. And the best part about all of this is that Kraven will have no idea that Killer Croc brings all of this to the table in their fight. All of that is my point number two.
I mean, you're stretching a whole heck of a lot right here, James. You know, this lifting 20 tons bit for Killer Croc comes from 1 foot where he once lifted a bank vault. And Killer Croc is one of the most bizarrely written. It's like Catwoman, where he's of a certain pedigree, a certain level. Every single thing you read about Killer Croc says he's almost or just barely superhumanly strong. And then in the next breath, they say this: he also lifted a 20-ton bank vault once. Well, that could just be some really shaky writing, quite honestly, when other times he's constantly depicted as being not nearly that strong. And who is better to fight against somebody who's equipped with claws and teeth than Kraven the Hunter? This is a guy who fights the most ferocious animals, who, by the way, James, have claws and teeth, pretty good ones, constantly. It's his whole deal. And you brought up Bane a couple times, which is shocking to me, because every single time Killer Croc meets with Bane, Killer Croc's got some hits in on Bane, but Bane typically defeats Killer Croc pretty soundly when they fight and barely considers Killer Croc a threat when they fight against each other. I read one passage right here because I couldn't believe you were going that route to refresh myself. And Killer Croc got many broken bones from fighting Bane, and even with his healing factor, it was taking him weeks to recover from them. Outrageous. Now listen, Killer Croc's great, but he lost to Robin. He lost a fight to Jason Todd. You lose to Jason Todd, Robin, you lose to Kraven the Hunter. And I'll save my last thing for my last rebuttal. I don't need it. I'm crushing you right now.
I love how you say that without even asking the judge, because we are at the turning
point. Don't need to. I have ears.
Do you, though? Do you?
They're huge.
Ray, good Ray, I should say. You've had a moment to ponder 2 points from both evil Ray and myself. Who do you think is ahead, and what does the other side have to do to pull out the victory?
Oh, that is a great question, because this is really neck and neck, right? This is such an evenly matched battle. We said it earlier. I think, I hate to say it, but Evil Ray might be slightly ahead right now, just because he brings up great points about how you have guys like Robin and Nightwing and Bane, all these other characters in the DC universe that do find ways to overcome Croc. And again, the inconsistency in writing, you know, we mentioned the New 52 earlier, where it was very inconsistent, can really kind of affect where Croc is on the power spectrum. But there's, again, you brought up a great point, though, James, about his wrestling background, and obviously the fact that he rose to the through the ranks in the criminal underground of Gotham. So he's not as dumb as people think he is either. This is going to be tight, but I think that Croc needs a little bit more of a boost. Maybe needs to mutate a little further if he's going to overcome Kraven here, because Kraven might have that slight edge at this point.
I love it. All right. Ray, Evil Ray, is seemingly ahead, but do I have what it takes to overcome that little lead? I think I do, but you should find out. Stay tuned for point number three. And we're back. Ray, it's now or never. Let's see what you got. Hit us your point number three.
Point number three, we're going to talk about some of his biggest feats as well as his durability. I've been laying back on the durability, which is also enhanced by these magical herb concoctions that he drinks. So let's talk about that. One, he has a healing factor. Kraven the Hunter does. I don't think that gets talked about a lot. He is able to recover quickly from a lot of damage, especially blunt force and claw damage, for lack of a better term, bladed damage, as we would say, which is perfect for fighting against a guy like Killer Croc. Look, Kraven's a guy who's taken big hits from Spider-Man, from Black Panther, from Daredevil, Black Widow, and Doctor Doom himself, and is always able to bounce back and keep on going. I've seen Kraven get stabbed through the chest with a spear and just keep on fighting. He has that determination to keep on going. He doesn't need to run back to the sewers when things start going poorly, because he can't. He has honor. He will see it through, and he will win. Iceman, James, your favorite non-Omega-level mutant, once froze Craven's arm, and Craven bounced back from that with no problem at all. I would think an Omega-level mutant freezes your arm. Probably you have some sort of long-term damage. I guess Iceman doesn't cut the mustard there. I've also seen Craven take Cyclops' optic blasts. These are hits and attacks that are so much worse than anything Killer Croc could do. But Craven just bounces back from it times and times again. Also, he uses animals to fight. Craven has mastery over animals, and I've talked about this the last time. I'm not going to lean on it as heavily this time, but he uses all kinds of birds as distractions, leopards, tigers, gorillas on multiple occasions. He has this sway over the animal kingdom because they see him as its lord. It wouldn't even surprise me to see Killer Croc take a knee, Tim Tebow style, and offer his fealty to Craven at the end of this battle after he's beaten so soundly. And some of the people that he's knocked out, taken down. He's the guy that knocked out Daredevil, punched him right in the noggin, dropped him. He was able to do a chop KO to a character named Man-Wolf, who's another animalistic type character. I've also seen him take down Deadpool. I've also seen him capture the Incredible Hulk. He set his sights on the Incredible Hulk and brought him down with adamantium string and like hung him from a tree. And if you go after the Hulk and you bring him down, Killer Croc is basically like the dessert toppings, not even the dessert itself at that point. He's the whipped cream on the creme brulee. But some of my other favorite things that I've seen Kraven the Hunter do, I've seen him kill flying raptor dinosaurs. I don't know exactly. I had to read this in scans. I wasn't clear on the exact issue or point in time when Kraven is in prehistoric times, but he took out dinosaurs left and right. If ever, and I promise, this is the Ray guarantee on the Who Would Win show. If my character ever beats dinosaurs, you will hear about it on this show. And then the big example to go for is a character named Vermin. Vermin is from the world famous Kraven's Last Hunt comic book, where Kraven sets his sights on hunting Spider-Man, gets him, kills him effectively, buries him for 2 weeks. Spider-Man was buried and dead and left for dead. And Kraven himself took on the Spider-Man identity and went into the sewers to fight a cannibalistic, overly large, monstrous villain on its own home turf and brought him to justice, defeated Vermin in the sewers. Vermin is Killer Croc, let's just say it. And we've already seen Kraven win that battle and win it quite well. But the last thing to talk about, and I didn't know about this last time, but Kraven was given the unlife. At the events at the end of Kraven's Last Hunt, Kraven will just say oofs himself, okay? He dies. He goes away. His family brings him back to life with a ritual that he is not happy about. He went out on top as far as he was concerned and now suffers in life. But the problem is they botched it. They botched the ceremony and now Kraven can't die. Kraven has the eternal curse because his own daughter stabbed him through the heart and he kept going. The only way Kraven can die now is if Spider-Man himself kills him. And I don't think Spider-Man's in this battle. So what chance does Killer Croc have against a guy who flat out cannot die? The answer is not much. Iceman is not Omega level. And that's my point number three.
Wow. Way to leave out a ton of details there, Race Against. All right. Let me just get started with this. Kraven's healing factor is not a healing factor. He heals quicker. It's nowhere near as good, as comprehensive, or as fast as Killer Croc's. Just a fact. Kraven also doesn't have sway over animals, as you put it, Race to Canis. When he trains animals, he can then kind of control them with hand gestures, movements of his eyes, what have you. And that's where people mistake that and say, oh, he's got mind control over animals. No. It's if he's trained those animals for extended periods of time, then he can call on them, use them in his battles, whatever he's going to do. But that's the thing with this fight. It's a random encounter, neutral location. He doesn't walk around with a Noah's Ark barrage of animals with him at all times. You know, he's there with himself, maybe some weapons on him, but not a whole lot. It's a random encounter. Neither one of these characters knew they were about to fight. By the way, Kraven was also killed by Vermin. Way to leave that out. And also, Kraven also did die in that thing you were talking about at the end, because Spider-Man had to do something to the Kraven's son, who was a clone of Kraven. And therefore, when Kraven's clone of himself died, that counted towards whatever it was. The spell was broken. Kraven died again. That's just a thing. So yeah, he can be killed. And he was killed. That's all that's happening. Now, let me get to my point number three. For my point number three, let's talk about the weaknesses for Kraven and big wins for Killer Croc. Okay, look, I'm just going to say it. Kraven does not do well against opponents who are more than willing to fight with reckless abandon and also bring a ton of brutality to the fight. Now, just like any character that's been around for well over how many years, 20, 30, 40 years, whatever it is, Kraven's got a number of losses, but his losses come at the hands of characters that have something in common, such as Daredevil, Moon Knight, and Kane. Kane's the Scarlet Spider, who's the anti-hero version of Spider-Man. Even Beast from the X-Men, when he decided to go full blast into the fight, beat Kraven so bad that Kraven started cowering in fear and just mentally broke down in the fight. And Daredevil, Moon Knight, those are two characters. Moon Knight in regular Marvel, you know, MCU, Marvel Comics, is not as superhuman as he is in the Disney Plus series. These are kind of regular humans, and they both have wins over Kraven because they brought everything they did to the fight with that brutality, something Kraven just doesn't do well against. And that's the other thing with Kraven. He's got major mental instability, and this instability flares up big time when he's fighting someone who can match or even outdo his crazy savagery and brutality. And the problem with this fight is that Killer Croc is all about the savagery and the brutality mixed with this really crazy strategic and tactical way of thinking. Plus, Kraven's mental instability makes him have two things: very poor decision-making ability in a fight, and massive lapses in focus and judgment during that same fight as well. He's actually kind of known for that, actually, you know, for that. Spider-Man will try to make break him mentally because then he knows his fighting ability drops tremendously. Kraven's big weakness is that he's at his best, by the way, when he has prior knowledge of his opponent so he can study them perfectly, where he has control over the environment so that he can set traps ahead of time, and where he has time to prepare for his opponent. You know, that time we were talking about Batman's two-week prep time. Well, give that same thing to Kraven, and he is really, really awesome. But the problem is, these are all things he doesn't have for a who would win battle, this random encounter, neutral location fight, where he has no prior knowledge of Killer Croc and wasn't expecting to fight, and all of a sudden, here, there he is. Killer Croc, on the other hand, he's a great improvisational fighter, has wins over opponents who had no, you know, he had no time to prepare for, and all of a sudden, he's facing his opponents. He beat, you were talking about Jason Todd, the Red Hood. This is someone who had previous knowledge of Killer Croc, had a ton of bat gadgets, and even carried around these super powerful pistols as well that can even hurt Bizarro if he shoots you with them. And Killer Croc has a win over him. He beat Nightwing, where, get this, Nightwing was overwhelmed by Killer Croc's speed. Nightwing was actually forced to retreat because he was being overwhelmed and hurt. He also beat Bane, a Bane on Venom, and he beat Bane by not only disabling that supply of Venom through the tubes, he bit through the tubes, so the Venom supply was interrupted, but then he said, you know what else I'm going to do? I'm going to make you run out of blood, because then you'll have to stop fighting too, and he starts slashing Bane, who's super durable on the Venom. Bane's like just getting like, why am I losing? Killer Croc's out fighting him, the whole thing, and to send a message to Batman and the rest of the criminal underworld, he leaves Batman Bane hanging by his wrist, you know, with the sewer pipe, and behind him, he writes in French, because he loves French art, whatever it is, he writes in French, long live the king, because that's what Killer Croc does. In one quote encounter, he beat Batman, Nightwing, and Robin all at the same time. I mentioned that before. He beat them so bad they were forced to retreat and remove themselves from the field of battle. He's beaten a horde of demons where, sorry kids at home, he was ripping their heads off, because why not? And here's a fun one. Killer Croc has beaten the Russian version of the Suicide Squad called the Annihilation Brigade. And we took out four of them in rapid succession, where he showcased, you know, his raw savagery, his ability to focus one enemy at a time while still maintaining awareness of the battlefield. The rest of them took off because they're like, what the heck is this that we're fighting? And that's not even the time he took on General Zod directly to distract him from the rest of the Suicide Squad while they were completing their mission. I mentioned this earlier, but this is really, really cool. Now, did he win? Not really, but he also didn't lose. And what kept Zod at bay was Croc's savagery, his regeneration factor, his brutality, and most importantly, his focus, his ability to keep his wits about him while just unleashing this animalistic, superhuman savagery on him. When you can go toe-to-toe with General Zod and even hurt him and cause him to bleed and scream out in pain, you know you're a badass. Oh, little fun fact, Kraven has been killed four freaking times. And let me check real quick. Killer Croc has been killed. Let me just see. Never. That's a thing. Look, if Kraven had the time, the previous knowledge, could set traps, you know, all the things he needs to get a decisive win over Spider-Man like he did before, then yes, he could conceivably win, maybe. But without any of that, where he's just facing off against Killer Croc with everything Killer Croc brings to the table, yeah, he's losing badly. All of that is my point number three.
Boy, there's a lot. You, again, James, you accuse me of leaving stuff out, and then you bring up that Vermin example. Wow, let's set the record straight on that. Because Kraven's Last Hunt came out in 1987. In 2023, 36 years later, they reintroduced Vermin And they reintroduced him by having an entire crew of mutant monsters with him. And for some reason, threw Kraven under the bus. He did not die in that encounter, like you said. He was knocked out and Spider-Man saved him from death, yes. But Vermin had like an entire like gang with him and attacked Kraven like 20 on one. What are you talking about right now? And did it 36 years later. Wow. Insane to me. Look, the Russian version of the Suicide Squad is not whatever you said. The Russian version of the Suicide Squad is the Guardians. You can catch it on Tubi. And I believe Ursus from that movie solos Killer Croc. I know how I said it. Killer Croc at the end of the day is not very smart. Look, he's portrayed up and down in the smarts bracket, but the reason why Robin and other characters like Batman, etc., can beat him is because you can outsmart Killer Croc. And Kraven the Hunter understands a dumb animal when he is fighting one. Killer Croc's going to be boastful. He's going to be erratic. He's going to have that fight in him. I'm not going to say he's not. But Kraven the Hunter is going to be able to get him running the wrong way, looking the wrong way, poke him in the back with one of these poison tip darts and knock him out, winning the battle through incapacitation. I understand now why James wanted Killer Croc so bad in this fight is because he loves the French. He is the French. And much like the French, Killer Croc will have no choice in this battle but to unconditionally surrender.
Ooh, c'est vrai. J'aime beaucoup les gens qui parlent français because I don't. That's a thing. All right, look, good Ray. You've heard 3 points from both Ray and myself. It's time for you to make a decision. But before we get to what good Ray has to say, let's celebrate the Who Would Win Patron of the Week. Every week we choose one of our amazing members from the Who Would Win Show's Patreon community and put them in a battle. Good Ray, or sorry, I should say Evil Ray, which patron do we have today?
Today we are coming back with one of our top patrons. He's been there from the start and we're going to honor him once again. It hasn't been too long, but it's been too long. We got Nathan Fair. He's back, ladies and gentlemen. And he has a tough battle in front of him today, no doubt.
All right, listen, we used Fred Flintstone before, and I said, you know what, that's the most powerful person in all of the Flintstones, but when you bring out Nathan Fair, we're going to have to step this up. Let's have Nathan Fair go up against, was it the Great Gazoo?
Oh boy, Nathan Fair versus the Great Gazoo. Now, the Great Gazoo, and we just had this battle, Q versus Dr. Manhattan, you could throw Great Gazoo and Mr. Mixed
in there as well.
Look, I pronounced it the way I did, and it's correct. You could be wrong if you want to. The point I'm trying to make here is Great Gazoo has cosmic-level abilities. Now, why he's wasting his time with the Flintstones, I don't know. They have a pelican that they use as a record player. Maybe that excites him. I can't speak to that. Great Gazoo, though, can change things. He's a walking holodeck, as far as I remember. But Nathan Fair, what do we know about Nathan Fair? He's unfair. The name says it all, but it doesn't, does it? So Great Gazoo is going to show up, and Nathan Fair is going to pull out the one thing that he prepared for in case we ever put him against an animated character, because he's a man of preparation. Nathan Fair pulls out a giant eraser, and he erases, like that Daffy Duck cartoon, he erases Great Gazoo from existence before Great Gazoo can do it to him. Nathan Fair, you win again, you cheated, you didn't play fair, but none of us expected you to. Great job, you're our patron of the week.
Man, the only way you could beat a reality warper like the Great Gazoo is to be someone who can actually destroy the reality you're trying to exist within to control. My head is blowing up. I don't understand how this works. But again, it's Nathan Fair. Congratulations, Nathan. Remember, you too can become a celebrated patron of the week. All you have to do is go to patreon.com/whowouldwinshow and sign up, and you may be featured in an upcoming episode of Who Would Win? Good Ray versus Evil Ray. Good Ray, it's time for your decision. Take us through your process. Tell us a story, if you will, and reveal who you think wins this battle against Kraven and Killer Croc.
So much of this depends upon the fact that this is no prep time. This is a neutral location. These two see each other coming from at a distance. And boy, they close the distance quick, right? Super speed from both of them. And they lock up in a traditional grapple and hold in wrestling. And of course, Killer Croc starts off with his signature move, the Gator Roll. But then, of course, it is countered by a Tiger Driver 91 by Kraven. The two of them, though, quickly bounce off with their super durability. And they stare at each other. Kraven tries to get Croc into his unbreakable net. But again, he's sees it coming. He throws it and Croc easily dodges it. He comes in with his razor claws. He starts slashing and he clips Kraven, even with his senses, even with his super speed. And Kraven is stunned. And mentally now, Kraven is shook. This creature is faster, stronger than anything he's seen before. And he's not ready for it. If only he had a tiger that he could throw at Croc to maybe distract him. But again, there's no other animals around. It's a neutral location. Kraven is stunned. He pulls out his blades. He comes at Croc. He slashes at him, but the blades barely even scratch the impenetrable hide. His nerves blow, do nothing. They bounce off of Croc. Croc, though, not expecting it, gets a low blow from Kraven. Kraven realizes he has to fight dirty. And Croc, though, again, with his durability, and he quickly rolls out of it and grabs Kraven. And again, he goes for his finisher. He takes a big chomp out of him. And Sergei is done for. The strength, the power, the durability, and the fact that Kraven has no prep time, cannot set up his traps, cannot set up his numerous poison dart blowers, have animal friends from the animal kingdom there around him. I think, and again, that as Croc may not be as smart as Kraven, but he's smart enough, and without the prep time, and with Kraven not being the most mentally stable villain anyway, I think Killer Croc once again kills, and he is putting Kraven's head on his mantle back in his sewer lair as he runs Gotham's criminal underground, just like he has for several years. I think Croc wins this.
I am going absolutely crazy on the inside. I'm trying not to scream. Holy cow, this was awesome. I was eating popcorn the entire time. I was on the edge of my seat. I was on the ropes, but I had to pull out something big. And I was hoping that good Ray would catch the small little intellectual tidbits I was dropping. And sure enough, he absolutely did. I have never been ever, well, I have actually a couple times, but this is the top 10 of me being insanely excited with the win for Killer Croc against an insanely great opponent like Kraven, who was rep beautifully by Evil Ray. Evil Ray, you got the loss, but man, you did a great job. Tell the Legion of Audience, our fan base, how you're feeling right now.
What you have seen is a robbery in broad daylight. You have seen a judge come in here, and then suddenly Kraven the Hunter has all that stuff on him at all times. If he isn't able to prepare for somebody, his 50 years of experience hunting and fighting and defeating animals, suddenly he just forgets about it? I don't think so. I think Kraven the Hunter would be more than a match for Killer Croc. I think it honestly wouldn't even be close. Kraven would overpower him, put him in a hammerlock, and make him cry.
So you're saying you're not good with the decision?
I think this is a bottom five decision for 2024. And unfortunately, it's all tied with every time I've lost this year. It's probably bottom one by that criteria now that I think about it.
Got it. No one really cares. Here's the thing. Good Ray. I mean, I was kind of scared because you said, I don't think you're wrong, Kraven was ahead after point number one, number two. Is this really the thing that got Killer Croc the win? The fact that I kind of leaned on that this was not a fight that Kraven could prepare for? If he could prepare for this fight, would you have given Kraven the win?
Yeah, I think that it would have been a big deal that if he could have preset a lot of the traps. And Ray's right, he comes with a lot of tools already on him, but it's not like he has time to set up bear traps and poison dart blowers and all this other stuff. It's the fact that there's no prep time, neutral location, these two guys just see each other, and then they start going at it, and I think that really gives Kraven a disadvantage. He is similar to some respects like Batman in that he has to prep for what he's going after, and I do think that you going into the fact that he is definitely, you know, you mentioned his mental instability, and you mentioned the fact that he's, without prep time, he is not nearly as effective. I think those were the two things that really kind of got you over the top there at the end.
I had to come at this with an intellectual bend just because I had a feeling you would catch all of that if I threw it at you. All right, listen, this was insanely fun. As a first time, just as a regular judge, you were absolutely fantastic. I love the energy. Please come back on the Who Would Win show sometime very soon. In the meantime, tell Legion of Audience, our fan base, where they can find you online.
Yes, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter and now, Blue Sky and all these other fun things. It's all just Ray Carcillo. It's just my name. Of course, you can also find Geeks Who Like Sports, either GWLS Podcast or Geeks Who Like Sports, depending on forum. And please follow my social medias. I got stand-up comedy shows coming up. I'm performing December 6th, 12th, and 13th here all around LA. And yeah, so all kinds of fun stuff on the horizon. But yeah, just at Ray Carcillo on all the socials, you'll get all that fun stuff and all my details. So
absolutely love it. By the way, I didn't know you were in LA. I definitely have to come by and check out your shows. That sounds like it would be so much fun. All right, please. Race to Canis, otherwise known as Evil Ray. You did a great job today. You were winning the first two rounds. If this was only a two-round fight, you would have gotten everything you needed, but you didn't. Came up a little short. Tell Legion of Audience, our fan base, where they can find you online.
Much like the people at home right now, I'm in shock. It's a shock the world kind of weekend in the sports world. Your Michigan Wolverines destroyed the highly rated, we'll just say overrated, Ohio State Buckeye team, or Ohio as we refer to them, 13-10 in a real slobber knocker, in a shock the world kind of moment. That's how I feel about this. We are late in the season. It is December in the Who Would Win show, and me and James are very, very close. I need every single one of these. I do not need a judge to come in and suddenly decide that what I'm saying doesn't matter at the end of the battle. James will call you Good Ray. I'll just call you Ray. It's a great name. How am I going to hate on a name as great as Ray? I can't do it as much as I want to, but hashtag, obviously, Ray was robbed. Hashtag Ray is right, but not the Ray that some people might think. It's actually me, the real Ray. So now instead of being Good Ray and Bad Ray, we're going to be Real Ray and Fake Ray. That's how it's going to go. I am Real Ray. Unfortunately, Fake Ray was here. We are too late in the season for these hijinks and hilarity. So Ray, thank you for coming on the show. You had a very valiant first effort. It's a shame you will never be back again. You can find me on Threads at Almighty Ray 316 because that's where I deserve to be. That's where I belong. I got the blue sky, but why? We're all going to forget blue sky as a thing in like 2 weeks. I posted there a year ago and that's it. And then I posted a week ago and you know what? Still nobody cares. Blue sky, not a thing. Find me on Threads at Almighty Ray 316 and let's reminisce. Let's talk about why Craven won this battle. And you will be the judges at home, the ones talking to me on Threads, because I know you tell the truth. You're on Threads. Craven won. In fact, I declare this victory. Thank you everybody for playing. We'll see you on Threads.
Threads, where dozens of people can all agree it's a social media platform, kind of. All right, you can find me on X, aka Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook by typing in at James Gabsy. You also find me on Threads there with the same handle. Remember to join the official Who Would Win Facebook group to make a suggestion for a matchup for the show and to be part of our growing community. You can also find us on Instagram and Threads and TikTok at Who Would Win Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever else you go for your podcasts. On behalf of myself, Ray Cicanus, and the rest of the amazing Who Would Win production team, thank you once again for checking out another episode of Who Would Win. We'll see you next time.
Hey gang, I hope you enjoyed this episode and loved listening to the show as much as we enjoyed making it. Quick reminder that you can support us by going to patreon.com/whowouldwinshow right now. Okay, gotta prepare for next week's episode. Hope the rest of your day is full of wins.
Hi, I'm Erica.
And I'm Cassandra.
And we're the hosts of Trashy Trashy.
We're a podcast filled with trashy news stories and garbage people.
Did you leave the scene of an accident to go tanning?
Do you refer to wearing the strap down on your Crocs as sports mode?
Have you ordered Domino's online before they even open in the morning?
Are you switching the same AAA batteries from your TV remote to your vibrator instead of just buying more batteries?
Or are you normal?
Check us out wherever you download podcasts.
Hey, it's Brent Pope, the host of Breakfast with Brent Pope. You've seen me on some of your favorite TV shows saying things like, "Give it up, Jimmy. You got to sink this putt to win." On Breakfast with Brent Pope, I sit down with guests from the entertainment world and we do it all over breakfast. Or should I say Breakfast? Every week on Breakfast, you get inside Hollywood info and tips, great breakfast recs and booty debates. Most of all, you get the most delightful 30 minutes of your week. So dig in. It's Breakfast time. Listen at Breakfast.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever fine podcasts are found.